Hi, and welcome to episode 113 of the Studio Insider Art Podcast. In today's episode, I'm once again sharing with you the audio component from my latest vlog over on YouTube that was released a few days ago. I've been learning some new video editing software skills over the past few months, and I feel enormously proud of this new vlog that shares some beautiful moments I've had in my garden over the past couple of months, as I've been navigating some big shifts in my life. So I really hope you pop on over and check out the accompanying video to this podcast over on YouTube. It's a particularly visual episode, and I want you to get the full vision of everything I'm sharing as I show you how I cultivate my botanical art samples and also how I photograph those blooms in the studio. I finish up the episode with a big old life update. If you've noticed that I've been around much less often in 2023 and not very present on social media and are curious as to why this is the case, then you might want to listen in, especially around the 7-minute mark or so when I tell you about what's been going on for me. It's a bit of a mixed bag today, but there's lots of soul-nourishing beauty in this chat and even more in the video, which I strongly urge you to check out. Okay, now let's get on with the episode. I'm Susan Ethicott, and this is the Studio Insider Art Podcast, where I open up about what it's really like to be a professional artist. Whether I'm having chats with my studio bestie Steph, interviewing inspiring creatives, or answering listener questions, there's something here for every established and emerging artist. My mission is that my journey will help you feel a bit more at home in your own. Hi friends, hope you're all going really well and you've had a beautiful month since I was last here. I have had an absolutely glorious month. The weather has been incredible here. It's actually just turned really cold this week, but over the last probably 6 weeks, we've had the most glorious late autumn weather. So I actually haven't been in the studio that much. I've been outside in the garden, really enjoying all the glorious weather, picking the late blooms in my dahlia garden. I grew dahlias for the first time this year, which was pretty exciting for me, and picking botanical samples and photographing them before they all disappear for the winter time. I had such a beautiful time in my garden over the past month. I have been cultivating a cut flower garden, which I've been working on over the past year. I had to kind of reclaim an old bed and get it all set up again. It was quite a big task through last winter to plant a garden of dahlias. And I also redid a garden bed that's sort of on the slope in front of that garden in my backyard. And the reason that I'm cultivating that is because I want to grow more of my own botanical samples. So as many of you would know, if you've been following me over on Insta or getting my newsletters for a while or seeing me over here, I am primarily a botanical painter. So it's not unusual for me to be picking up samples and bringing them home from the florist or out in nature where it's responsible to do so and bringing them home. And I have tons of dried botanical samples in my house. I'm always, you know, having vases of flowers all over the place. So I've been really wanting to cultivate a cut flower garden of my own so that I can grow my own samples for quite some time. And I finally have found the time this year, which has been so pleasing for me. So if you want to see vision of this and you're listening to the podcast, be sure to pop on over to the video on YouTube that accompanies this podcast, because it's a very visual thing. And I also have been cultivating an autumn colored, more of a dry climate garden in front of that garden bed, which is full of maroons and rust colored things and sedums, which like have a beautiful sort of seeded head that's very common in dry climate gardens. And I've got some beautiful colors that are burgundies and coppers, and I've been cultivating that garden bed. It went in last winter, so this was its first season, so it hasn't come into its full glory yet. But I have harvested quite a few beautiful samples from that garden in this late autumn period before everything sort of dies off for the season. I feel like growing my own botanicals has brought so much more joy to my life and aliveness to my art making process. It's been really beautiful to watch things grow through the seasons, to get present to all the different stages, and then by the time they all bloom, then I have the opportunity to harvest them all, and I really appreciate every single stem that makes it into a vase in my house and every single botanical sample that ends up in one of my paintings. My process with it is to pick them and prepare them and put them all in vases to start with and just really enjoy each of those blooms for the life that they're actually blooming. And then when they start to fade off, the ones that dry well, I will remove them from the vase and hang them somewhere to dry. Dahlias are one of those flowers that don't dry very well. So I grow those and usually photograph them. I have a bit of a process for that that I'll share with you in a moment. But I just love them so much. I think that dahlias are pure joy in a flower. I love their complexity and the uniformity of the shapes. They're just an absolutely gorgeous flower, and they grow really well here in Ballarat, and I've really enjoyed cultivating them this year. I also wanted to cultivate a garden that had really beautiful ornamental grasses and more hardy native and seeding plants. I really love the structure and beauty of the sedum, which is that copper-coloured plant you can see there. And I have whole walls just full of dried botanical samples. All of those will dry up really well. And I just love being able to grow my own. Nothing beats the satisfaction of growing and harvesting your own flowers. I was heading away on a holiday not long after harvesting these beautiful dahlias, so I wanted to photograph all of them before I left because I knew they wouldn't last until I got back. And this is something that I often do in the studio, and I wanted to show you how I go about photographing botanical samples for later reference, as it's something that I do all the time, and I use these photographs often when I'm doing my artworks and the flowers that I want to put in them aren't in season. So I simply lay out a piece of white card and I arrange the flower onto the card, and I take photos from a variety of different angles on my iPad. And the reason I do it on my iPad is because I often use the iPad as the actual reference when I'm at the canvas painting, so it's just really handy to have it on there. The other reason I like to have it on my iPad is so that I can use the photographs of reference if I'm creating anything on Procreate. It's just really handy to have the photos in there. But you can, of course, do this on any camera that you like. It's just great to build up a variety of botanical samples on a variety of angles to have to reference when you can't get things in season. I wanted to talk about something that I think might affect a lot of women in this community, but I don't hear it talked about a lot. So it was something that I wanted to approach today because I never shy away from the things that I think are affecting most of us, but are kind of held as taboo. I've had a lot of conversations like this on my podcast previously, never really on YouTube, but it's all one and the same for me. So I wanted to talk today about perimenopause. I know that a lot of women that are in my community, my art community, are around my age. Some are a little bit younger, some are a bit older, but I suspect we're all being affected to some degree or another by the aging process of being a woman and coming to the tail end of our reproductive years and experiencing what is called perimenopause, which is a phase before menopause that can go for as long as 10 years, sometimes more, often less, where a woman's reproductive hormones of estrogen and progesterone decline and can have really significant effects on our day-to-day functioning. So for me, I've been in perimenopause for many years. I've actually managed it really well through naturopathic herbs and dietary changes, and I've come through pretty well with symptoms that have been coming and going and really affecting me for about the last 5-6 years. So it's been something I've been managing for a long time, very successfully, until early this year when my symptoms just exacerbated hugely and really affected my physical, mental, emotional health. I was having hot flushes all the time, all of the lovely list of symptoms that can happen to women that go through this, which, you know, can really hugely affect mental health for people, causing depression. Brain fog is another huge symptom of estrogen depletion, which I know very well because I know there's a big link between my ADHD and dopamine and estrogen. And the list goes on. There are so many symptoms that can affect women through this time in their life. And in January this year, it started to affect me hugely. And it's really impacted how I've been able to show up to my community here and my business. I really had to just put aside a lot of time and space for myself to just go through these changes that were happening to me, and to seek some help, medical help and natural health help, to find a way to be able to get my life back, quite frankly, because it was really disruptive. And I wanted to talk about that because I think it's actually a really necessary part of going through this change of life that all of us who are female are going to go through at some point in time, to create space for that, because it's a really huge shift. I mean, you think back to when you were an adolescent, and perimenopause and menopause are kind of, sometimes they're called the midlife adolescence, because it is a huge change and disruption similar to what happens to us when we go through puberty and all of those mood swings and all the difficult things that come along with that. So I really wanted to chat about that and how it's impacting my work as an artist, as a business person, how I've had to slow everything right down, and how it's actually kind of leading me in a really good way to rewriting how I go about my whole business. So when my symptoms really exacerbated to a huge degree in January, February, and I was really discombobulated, I really withdrew and allowed myself from sort of February, March onwards to just pull back and take a huge amount of space for myself in this process, because I kind of felt like it required a whole new level of learning and understanding of what was happening to me. And so I kind of released myself from all of the things that I'd been doing religiously throughout my art business for the last few years. I released myself from having to release super regular podcasts. I also stopped doing super regular newsletters. I have basically just completely relieved myself from any self-imposed pressure or timeline that I had put on myself for the way that I was doing things in my business to drive my business, and checked out and allowed myself to just really rest and recuperate and enjoy life. And I can't tell you, it's been one of the best things ever. And I kind of feel like I wish in some ways that I'd done this years ago. But suddenly I have arrived in a place where I am just totally in love with my life, and I've been really, really present to all the beauty that is present in my life. I've spent a lot of time outside in my garden, just digging in the dirt, picking and harvesting flowers that I planted earlier in the season. I spent many days just going out to the bush and sitting in nature and sitting in the forest, because I just really needed that total calm and balm that you receive when you're in an environment like a forest. Hey guys, just dropping in to let you know how much I love making podcasts and vlogs for you. Thank you so much for being here. If you'd like to support me in a more tangible way, then I invite you to consider purchasing some of my art, print, or even an e-course. Each sale really helps me to keep creating this magic for you. Thanks so much for being here.
All the links to my offerings are in the show notes.
I have been reading books on my veranda in the sunshine. This glorious April that we've had here has just been so beautiful, and I've actually allowed myself to just heal and be in that beautiful healing balm of that late autumn sunshine that is my absolute favorite time of the year here in Ballarat. And it's been a gift. It's been a real gift, and I feel like I've been able to journey through some of the rockier patches of this particular perimenopausal phase that I've been going through. I have given myself the time to be really present to some therapies that I have tried to help me to relieve some of the symptoms. I have also something else that's happened in the process with this, and it wasn't something that I did deliberately or consciously, it's just something that's happened. I've been very absent from Instagram. I just completely lost any desire to be on that platform, to be posting regularly on that platform, to be making these short video contributions to the world, that actually just felt like was something that I had to do. I just actually, my enthusiasm for that platform has just completely evaporated over the past few months, and I haven't been on there much at all because, quite frankly, I'm not finding it a very enriching place either to be in or to post in that space anymore. And instead, I've been feeling really drawn to making these videos, and which I'm also have been releasing the audio as my podcast, because it's so much more fulsome and allows me the space to be able to share and on a more complete basis about my life and what I'm going through, and quite frankly, the essence of what I'm about in life, which is actually why I share on these platforms in the first place. I want to share the goodness. I want to share the beauty. I want to share all the things that I'm discovering along the way as I fall over and have, you know, times like I've had the past few months where my hormones have just been crazy and I've been having to figure that out. I want to share about that, and I can't do that in a way that really captures the full essence of what I'm trying to communicate in a short-term video. So there's been so many things shifting and changing as I go through, you know, this next phase of my perimenopausal journey, and they're all really positive. They're all really beautiful evolutions of the aging process. And part of why I want to vlog about this and share about this is because I think in our society that the beauty of this process that we're going through when we go through perimenopause and menopause as women is lost, because all the emphasis is on the symptoms and, you know, how crappy it can make you feel at times when you're going through all these shifts in your body and your psyche. I think that yes, is a huge challenge, but on the other hand of it, there's so much beauty in this moment in our lives as well, such as this opportunity that I've had to stop and pause and reflect on how I've been living my life and how I've been assigning myself tasks and been quite a harsh taskmaster on myself these past few years, and how unhealthy that is, and how I want to change that, and how I want to embrace more of the beauty of life and what is on offer to us when we go through these transitional processes. So I just wanted to reflect on that, because I think it's important to take the good with the bad and to remember that you can't have one without the other. That's such a reflection on life that, you know, sits in so many other areas as well. So I think it's really interesting that these changes that have been happening in the way that I'm approaching social media and the way that I'm choosing to show up in the world and how that is all evolving is happening in conjunction with this big hormonal shift that's happening in my life at the moment. And I have been listening to lots of podcasts and reading lots of books about this transition in life now that it's hit me really hard. And this is actually a really big part of the process. is this reassessment of the way that we've been living and how that may or may not be very healthy for us, and adjusting it to sit with where we're at now in life. I have such a deep internal desire now to live in a slower, more present way, to be really in my life and to really inhabit the beauty that I have cultivated in my life and really drink that in. And that's what I've been doing over these past couple of months, as I've been allowing myself the space to adjust and navigate this hormonal journey, is I've actually been doing that and really honoring the importance of that. And making these videos has become a way for me to capture and share the beauty of what I'm discovering, of just putting that camera on and forgetting about it and going about the thing that I'm doing and then looking back on it later and being able to see the beauty of my own life. There's something about capturing it on camera and then looking it back on when I'm editing and seeing the beauty of the life that I have and just really accelerating and drinking in the gratitude that I feel for the beautiful life that I get to live and to not take it for granted, and also to find a way to share the beauty of that and the nourishment that's inside of that with people out there that may not have access to that in their own environment. So it's very much what these vlogs have become about for me, and why I feel more and more drawn to making long form video as opposed to the speedy videos of TikTok and Instagram. I've actually never been on TikTok. I completely could not handle that platform from the beginning, but I increasingly feel like Instagram has become a very speedy and almost addictive, it is an addictive platform. It's based on dopamine addiction of just getting those hits of, people liking what you're putting out there. But that's the speed of the way in which these slow processes in life are presented, these incredibly drawn out long processes, such as making a painting that takes days, weeks, months sometimes, being reduced down to a video that's 60 seconds. For rapid consumption by someone that just swipes past. It just, that contributing to that platform just has not felt like a nourishing thing for me to do anymore. So in case you hadn't noticed, I'm a little bit of a long-winded person. I like to really tease out the nitty-gritty of whatever it is that I'm thinking about and feeling about. And this vlog format is just such a better way for me to be able to do that. And I think it's also, it just allows me to actually make a meaningful contribution. Well, at least I hope it does. I'm hoping that this little conversation might bring something to other women who are around my age that are going through what I'm going through, or for women down the track who might be watching this video now and they're 35 and, you know, maybe they're like me and they might within a couple of years start to experience those first moments of perimenopause and think something's really wrong with them. But then they might remember this video and think, oh, this is what Susan was talking about, these changes that start happening in your hormones sometimes 10 years before you go through menopause. I think the more that we have awareness about that and the more that we share about these things as we're going through them as women, sharing about them without shame, sharing about them without pathologizing them, sharing about them in reality of how unsettling and difficult they can be without pathologizing them. It's something that I think we can only really go through that process in conversation with one another and sharing our stories. So that's just really what I wanted to share today with you about my own journey, and also I guess as a way of explanation as to why the way that I'm showing up to my community has changed so much over the past few months. So if you're here and you've been here for the podcast, I so appreciate you being on this long haul journey with me. Every now and again, I jump on and I have one of these very frank conversations about what I'm going through personally in my own life and my own health. And I often get messages from women thanking me for how valuable and helpful that was. So I hope that this can be another contribution in that vein. And if you're on the podcast and you haven't yet come over to my YouTube, I really hope you come over and see me here, because I'm creating a whole new world here, a whole new beautiful universe. I hope it's beautiful. I'm really loving the filmmaking process, and I feel myself evolving much more in that direction in the future. I'm loving editing video again. I mean, I've done a lot of it in the past with e-courses, but I feel like what I'm creating now is just, it's just next, it's the next level up, and it's enabling me to really bring beauty and soul nourishment to the video process and the storytelling process. So thanks so much for being here if you're on the potty, and I hope you do come over. If you're already here on YouTube watching this, I'd really appreciate it if you like and if you subscribe to my channel. It really helps to get this channel out there a bit more for other people that might need it. And I am planning on bringing you lots more beauty here in the future. Thanks so much for joining me today. Take exquisite care of yourself, and I'll see you next time. Bye. Overshare. I'm not sure how you feel about this episode, but it sure felt good to me to share with you about where I've been at over the past few months and what's really been going on for me. If you're in a similar spot, I hope that this has been helpful to listen to for you also. Just a little reminder that the audio from this podcast has been taken from my latest YouTube video, which I've linked to in the show notes. So if you'd like to see the vision of my garden and also how I photograph my botanical samples, be sure to pop on over and check that out and subscribe and leave me a comment to let me know what you think about this latest creative venture of mine. Okay, you guys have a really beautiful few weeks, and I'll see you next time. Bye. You can always see more of my art over at susannethercutt.com. And if you're interested in learning from me or checking out the podcast notes, you can find those over on susannethercuttstudio.com. I love hearing your comments and feedback, so feel free to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you like what you're hearing, then why not snap a screenshot and share it in your Instagram stories? Be sure to tag me at susan.nethercutt so I can say hi. And if you've got a great idea for a future podcast episode or know someone who you think I should interview, then pop on over to susannethercuttstudio.com/podcast, hit the button in the header image to shoot me an email. Catch you next time.